what is going on with our modern day athlete that some of them just can't get it done.
You couldn't cover a three-legged cow.
You're crazy like a fox, and I got a mission for you.
Oh, I'll bet you 3-1.
Well, make it simple. I'm not doing anything stupid.
This is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
I would take Bryce Harper, take him to Armenia just to breed.
I gotta tell you, not to be gay, but the guy looked good.
On today's edition of Not So Fast, stupid human tricks, an aging idol, the biggest crapshoot in sports, and we're only 2 months away from an American holiday that we've been waiting years for. Hey, we got Not So Fast. We've got our man Jono, Jimbo.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Hey, how we doing, folks?
T.O.
What up?
And I am Tony, and I got to tell you, watching stuff over the weekend here as we bring you this show on Tuesday, October 20th. Did anyone watch Michigan State? I don't want to break down the game, but tell me you saw the end of the game.
I saw the last 30 seconds.
I've seen some wacky shit happen over the weekend in football. From Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I tell you, it's been a little wacky. Things are going crazy.
Everybody's lost their damn mind.
0.02% chance of Michigan State winning that game.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you mean from that snap?
Hey, Captain Obvious.
0.02%.
Yeah, no,
that's what it was. So in-game betting, you would have won, what, $10,000 on a dollar
all
bet?
All right, who the hell would have done that one? And number two, I seen some stat that some baseball announcer put up that, this team hasn't lost giving up five runs or up five runs in the ninth inning.
I saw that too.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be cussy. What team allows five runs in the ninth inning? I mean,
very few.
The Reds.
Oh.
Yeah, you think Chapman would give that up?
No, but your boy Hoover did 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, the Hoover is our vacuum.
Yeah, the balls just get sucked right out of there.
Yeah, no kidding.
But, although I was the idiot that drafted J.J. Hoover, so I'm not much better.
Well, there you go.
But in all honesty, what happened to him? It's stats like that you just say. And the one you just came up with, I think everyone knows that. It's clear.
Well, we're overstated.
Yeah,
I believe that. Well, I'm so tired of stats.
Americans love stats, though. That's the thing.
Well, why though? Because we keep shoving them down everybody's throat, and all the gullible people out there keep trying to tell me what's going to happen based on stats. You got to go play. Certain guys have no balls.
I used to be a stat freak, Jim. I really did, and now I only really give a damn about one stat. Did you win?
And that's what's happening right now with Peyton Manning. Everyone's on Peyton Manning, 7 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Well, you know what? The guy is 6-0. 6-0, okay?
I think the defense is 6-0.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, though. And this is what I don't understand about Denver fan. If you're 6-0, you're obviously on track to make the playoffs. Are there very many other quarterbacks that, with that defense – and with that system, with him in charge, that you don't want Manning the position?
No, you're right. You're right.
I'll take him.
I'll take him.
You'd take him in Dallas right now, wouldn't you?
I think the concern is injuries.
Right now, but when Romo comes back,
concern is injury. But that's a concern for everybody.
Yeah. No, but his previous injuries, his neck. They're worried that that's an issue.
No one's even talking about it anymore.
Yeah, they are.
No, who is? Who
everybody
is?
Everybody in Denver.
Two drop passes by Demetri Thomas could have made this whole thing a little. He had close to 300 yards passing in his last game.
Thrown,
I don't know what the hell you guys want.
He's thrown more interceptions this
seven
season.
7 into big deal.
Didn't Bradford throw
seasons,
big deal?
The last three seasons, it took him to week 14.
Look,
15,
winners
and
find a way
to
win. Losers find a way to lose. And I'm telling you, this guy's a winner. And he'll when clutch time comes around, don't worry about Peyton Manning. He's 6-0 right now, and everyone's circling the wagon. I don't understand what's going on with that.
It's the biggest nothing I've ever – look, is Peyton Manning's job to win the game for the Denver Broncos? No, I don't think it is. His job is to manage the
game.
It's
the new
offense. You know, Tony, you know who's bitching about this the most? The people that play fantasy.
That's where it's coming from.
The fantasy people are all pissed off, but you know what? If you're a fan of the game, you're saying – if you're a fan of Denver, you're saying, hey, we're 6-0.
The Denver fans are worried about Kubiak and the new offense
Kubiak
that he put in place.
It has always had a run-in with Peyton Manning, okay? And he's trying to make something out of something right now.
And Peyton's handled it great. When he's asked about it, he said, you know, I'm still committed to working with Coach Kubiak and us, you know, me learning the offense and playing a way that suits both of us. He's not trying to go back to the previous stuff. I am so sorry
to get off the Michigan State, but that was a hell of a finish though.
This is the kind of a theme though that we're going through over the weekend. Now, I've got the question in my mind, Jimbo. You've coached kids. I've coached kids. Tim, you've coached kids.
I can't coach those little bastards.
They're tough to coach. That's why.
They get on my nerves.
They are tough.
My little 5-year-old, one time I took her to soccer practice. She didn't want to do it anymore. I started yelling. Guys like you guys, I salute you guys.
What we're telling you is you can have as much patience with any young person, male, female, 18 to 5, and there's a select few of them that you will say exactly what to do. I want you to go out there and do this. Well, and they will walk out there, and damn it, they'll do the exact opposite.
Because you'll tell a kid, hey, here's what happens in this instance. If the snap is bad, fall on it, kick it out of bounds, do something. Don't try to corral it and do anything great. You'll tell them that, and they'll go out there and damn if they don't do the exact opposite. Now, to that note, I will say this, and I've some of the athletes lately have been saying things like, well, that's why I'm down here playing and you're up in the stands. You don't, and basically some people have been offended by that, whatever. My thought on that is they're just trying to say, listen, it's not so easy down here. And I will say that. But yeah. I think to where Tony's going with this, what is going on with our modern day athlete that some of them just can't get it done?
Let's be clear about one thing though. This is an 18-year-old kid.
No, it's not.
From Australia.
No, it's not.
He's not 18.
No.
How old is he?
He's 22. He has a bachelor degree. He has a master's degree, and he's on his second master's degree.
This is his first year of football. Then this is his.
No,
first
it's not.
Year. It is not.
No.
How many times are
this
you gonna?
This is his first year of football. That's what they were saying on Saturday.
Okay, it's his first year of playing organized top level collegiate American football. This guy was a good player in Australian football.
Oh, he's a rugby.
Rugby.
No, Aussie football.
Oh, the little short, they look like Hooters girls. Is that the one? Is that the one, though?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
No, I love that sport. Oh, it's a great sport. Come on. That's a great sport.
It's not the same one with the Samoans go out there.
No, that's rugby.
That's a man thing.
That is a man's game.
Every football player kind of gets scared of that one. That is
because they know the real rugby players can come in and kick their ass.
But the other one, I would say it was created in Northern California somewhere.
Kind of like frisbee golf or something? Or frisbee soccer?
Well, no, I could even get in frisbee soccer. Or what the hell is that?
Well, you throw the frisbee around and act like you're playing soccer.
You know what? ESPN's had a couple of those on
play. He is not an 18-year-old doofus. He's a smart guy. But even smart guys, even guys who are well-prepared, as Jim just said, they go out, you tell them exactly what to do. Don't tell me he wasn't coached up.
And they still do the wrong thing. How do you coach a goddamn punter?
Rugby-style punter at that.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Being a rugby style has nothing to do with it.
Listen, at the end of the day...
Punt the goddamn ball. That's all you tell him.
At the end of the day, he tried to make a play. I really believe... I mean, he probably... What'd he have? A second? And I think he thought... I'm going to make a play.
What was the end game in that, though? What play is he trying to make?
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know. That's not my point. My point is he tried to make a play and failed.
Right. And the coach, and everyone's, you're told, and look, NFL punters know this. If you're lined up in front of your own end zone and the snap goes bad, what do you do?
Lay down in the end zone.
No.
Let it go out or throw it out of the
end
zone.
You kick it out of the back of the end zone.
I had a brain freeze there for a second.
Sorry, you're lined up in front of your own goal line, Jono. The snap goes bad. The ball's loose in the end zone.
Right. You kick it out of the back. Yes.
You kick it out of the back of the end zone.
Right.
You will see NFL punters do this. It doesn't happen but maybe once a year.
As we've learned, you can't knock it out of the back of the end zone.
That's right. But some people will always just... they'll just go haywire in a moment, and I got to ask why. Because we are seeing this more and more and more and more.
So are you saying it's a pressure situation thing?
It's either how – it's a – every – Every situation on an athletic field has pressure. Hey,
Tony, in all honesty, though, social media now covers a lot more than Jim Marshall running
the wrong way.
I mean, nowadays, there's a lot more exposed than what it was in 1960s or 50s.
Well, the other thing, too, is, again, I didn't get to go all the way with my point, but it doesn't matter. The reality of it is, where I was going was, you can tell somebody what to do,
right?
But until it happens, you can't practice that. You can tell somebody over and over again, this is your situational stuff, but how often's that happen? I mean, that may be the only time something like that ever happens to him in his life.
That was kind of the point I was trying to make, that without the experience, who knows that he has been coached up for that situation?
You know what, though? That is unforgivable. That is your state rival. That is something that you have a chance at winning against a number two team in the nation. And you know what? For a Michigan fan to say, hey, you know what? We played pretty damn good. We didn't play like this last year or year before. But you know what? You had a chance.
So back to you mentioned social media here a minute, and it goes to the same point. The kid getting death threats.
This is the sense of proportion,
crazy
right?
Stuff
I
going on.
I wouldn't do a death threat by any means, but I would definitely kick him off the team.
Have you ever tweeted
anyone
athlete, Jonna?
Goddamn punt.
Have you ever tweeted any athlete in anger?
Yes, I have.
Who? Why?
I can't tell you, but yes.
Frustration? just pure frustration?
Frustration.
Just to get it off your chest?
Just to get it off my chest.
Now, you know this kid got death. He got death threats.
Number 24 of the Dallas Cowboys, Claiborne. I have let him have it many times.
Why couldn't you just squeeze a rubber ball?
Squeeze a rubber
ball. Yeah.
Squeeze the little anger ball.
Yeah.
It ain't happening. I take it a little extra than that.
Why don't you throw a brick at your
TV? Yeah, let's get him one of those foam bricks he can throw at his TV.
I remember saying you couldn't cover a three-legged cow.
That'd be tough not to be able to do.
Yeah. And I mean, the guy constantly holds. That's a whole different ball game. What are we talking about here?
But let me ask this question. He got death threats, and he was encouraged to commit suicide. Now I am with you.
Well, you know what? Death threats or killing yourself. How many times have we said, why don't you go kill yourself or something like that? That's just sad.
Not really in my everyday
I don't think the person that said go kill yourself really meant go kill yourself.
They might have. That was a big game.
Well, what else does that mean?
It's pretty literal. I mean, I think our generation takes it a lot differently than, say, T.O.'s generation or the generation of 18 and 22.
Especially the younger,
I think they take that stuff really literally. But see, I'm with Jono, guys. That can't happen. It's unforgivable. Yet it's also unforgivable to have the athletic director come out and say to the student body, can you please stop tweeting at the guy with this nonsense?
So
where's the sense of proportion here?
You think he made it worse? Is that what you think?
I don't think he made it worse, Jim, but I think that the fact that he just had to do it shows, and this is what this man here, Jono, has been saying for a long time, something's wrong, because all sense of proportion is just out the window.
Listen, people are passionate. College sports for sure, but again, I'm not. We can sit here all day. I mean, is it okay to text at somebody and tell them to kill themselves or do, over a sport?
No, obviously not.
But it happens. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and judge anybody. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to handle some negative stuff if you want to play at a high level.
If you're going to make that type of a goon play, you're going to pay the consequences. If you should have been on the sideline thinking about this all, thinking about all this going down. If it doesn't work out, I'm going to get a death threat. I may lose my scholarship. I may never punt a ball again. I may never play in the Big House.
Now that's motivation, gentlemen.
It's back to Australia for you.
Do you guys think there's a difference?
No soup for you.
Do you think there's a difference between the professional athletes getting these hate tweets from fans versus the kids in college?
Look, man, right now there's so much more money involved.
Yeah.
So much more at stake. So much more. The kids, the students.
At college?
The students that are going to the Michigan State game, their tuition is over $100,000. These people are now at a different scenario than they were 30, 40 years ago when this was like, oh, you know, little Billy tried to make that punt happen, but it didn't work out. Let's all go home and have a shake.
I'm not excusing that. I'm talking about the general public sending hate tweets at people.
Okay, so here's my ticket, Johnny. On the back, on my disclaimer, it says that if it gets rained out, I get a refund. It also says that if any student-athlete screws up in the game, I have all rights within my God-given rights to tweet at him that he can go kill himself.
Yes, yes. Whatever Jimbo said there, I'm down with it.
You know, at the end of the day, sitting there and sending a message myself, sending a message like that, I'm a huge Kentucky basketball fan, and I.
Oh, you're used to losing, aren't you?
Well, no, but the Twins that were there were.
Yeah, you lose a lot.
Very frustrating for me.
Oh, and what do you get frustrated? You don't beat a team by 40.
Their play drove me insane, and I remember sitting there one night. And I had this tweet.
This is a guy who roots for General Motors.
Yeah. You know who he is? He's soccer parent. That plays for the big time select team and plays in a rec league in the offseason.
And it's not enough that they won
out,
4-0.
And tweets out another 2-touchdown victory for little Johnny.
No,
you play Little Sisters of the Poor and get upset when
this was not the 48-0 run. This was 2 years ago when they were struggling. Almost didn't make the tournament.
How many games did they win?
Playoff.
22.
Twenty-two games.
They didn't make the
tournament. If my alma mater won 22 games, I'd be doing a jig.
So here's the deal.
I'd be dancing all over the place.
I had a tweet prepared to send, and I sat there and I was like, "They're 18-year-old kids. I'm 32 years old. I felt like a piece of shit sending a tweet, and so I didn't send it.
Well, good for you.
But good for you. Yeah.
When it's someone that
you took the high road.
Yeah, exactly.
You took the high road.
You've grown up, Johnny.
The thing is, though, if it were Bryce Harper, I'd have no problem telling him he's a D-bag.
Harper is a man.
No, what I'm saying though, the psyche behind it is it because he's making all the money
partly,
and I feel
he's an adult.
Even though he's younger than some of the college players,
I think Jonathan Papelbon will say differently.
Jonathan Papelbon.
I gotta tell you guys. I gotta tell you guys, I was very close, like 3-4 rows, and here was Bryce Harper. I gotta tell you, not to be gay, but the guy looked good. The guy looked like a real champ.
Bryce?
Champ?
Bryce looked like
a little man crush here, John.
I did. I would take Bryce Harper, take him to Armenia just to breed. I mean, the guy looks like a breeder.
We're going
to
make an ultimate warrior.
I you know what? I sense his hair was really
nice. I remember
nice.
You saying the same thing a few years back about Lamar Odom when he was with the Kardashian, wanting to send him over there to breed.
Not Lamar Odom. For love of God, when the hell did I say Lamar Odom?
I thought you were one super athlete over there. I thought that's what you said.
Said Lamar Odom. For love of God,
can't we leave that guy alone for 5 minutes?
He's awake. Rest in peace.
He's awake.
He is awake.
He's awake, and he's jumping around right now.
Rise up. No, wait a second.
He's already
done
a slam dunk.
Did you tell me something about the
one of the girls is missing?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. One of
Lamar Odom has
and his room was
like
also robbed. Someone entered his room after he went to the hospital, stole his phone and other belongings.
Dun dun dun.
and let me. Hey, no one leave the room here.
Yes.
You're all
under investigation.
So the only one missing now is the hooker or the whore that took everything.
It was they have video that it was a guy that nobody knows.
Oh.
It wasn't the gal.
Oh,
the gal's just missing on her own.
It was her friend, like the movie Casino with that bum that she was with.
Was it Kobe?
Kobe wouldn't fucking. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe he sent in a clue. This sounds to me. This sounds to me like a Winston Wolfe situation. Are you with me?
Winston Wolfe. Who the fuck is
Winston Wolfe?
Pulp Fiction. Remember?
Oh,
they have to call in a cleaner.
Oh, the cleaner.
Did a cleaner get now? Tim, I know you don't know who
this
Winston
is. Straight
Wolf
out of Godfather 2.
No.
Yes, it is.
Ray Donovan.
Yes,
he just
there you go.
Up the wolf. Let's go with the wolf.
Okay. He knows what we're talking about. Because sometimes you got to wonder about, you know, Tim here. He's a little culturally.
T.O. does need a pop-up version.
Right. But you got it. You know what we're talking about.
Tony's a little upset that I haven't seen Star Wars, but we'll talk about that later.
I'm upset.
Everyone's seen Star Wars.
I think you're wrong about a lot of people in my generation. But let's go ahead. I want to hear where Tony's going with
so
this.
So did they call in the cleaner? To try to get some other things rectified in this situation.
The thing is, I don't know if Lamar Odom has a team to do this.
I don't think it's Lamar Odom.
Wait a minute. I was going to say, we've got a brothel, legal
brothel.
All withstanding. We've got cocaine. We've got sexual enhancement drugs. We got a lot
Viagra.
Of alcohol. We have admittedly 72 hours of fun. This could go anywhere. I mean, let's.
I love the nightlife. So I love the boogie.
I love the disco.
There's a lot of people who have incentive to get crap out of that room.
So do you guys, real quick to that too, Dennis Hoff comes out, the owner of the brothel, and discloses how much money Lamar Odom spent.
Well,
do you feel comfortable as that as a customer?
Well, why not?
It's all, I mean, you walk you in, it's feel, like McDonald's. Wait a minute.
Do you feel comfortable if that is a customer?
No, wait,
hey,
no,
you're
wait
already
a
at a brothel. No, now listen. You want to show them the bill?
You walk in, and it's like McDonald's. I mean, you can get the value meal, or you can get the, you can supersize it, or you can do whatever. I mean, the pricing's right there. What's the big deal?
If I'm going to a brothel, I am expecting that to be on the hush.
Dude, you were laid out in the hospital.
Yeah,
everyone
that's your fault.
Chronically knows what the hell you did.
So why do we need to tell them how much money you
why
spent?
Why not hit the trifecta and us find out how much it took for this fund?
And once you go down, that's your fault.
No kidding.
He's back, though.
Oh, he's back.
He's back. I love the nightlife. And I'm telling you right now, how do you feel if you're that Kardashian?
She's with him. She is.
I see
a TV show coming.
Oh, I hear a series.
What a lovely lady.
But I guarantee you, she's like, you're going to die, you prick. You're going to die.
They're going to bring back Love America Style. And it's going to be about Lamar Odom and Dennis Hoff and the branch and Chloe.
There it is.
And it's coming back. Oh. The fireworks.
Love
the
so you think American Style.
You think James Harden's feeling like a chump right now?
Why?
He was dating Khloe Kardashian at the time, and now his main gal, she's out with Lamar.
He's gonna shave that fucking beaver on his chin.
It might open up his
We've got the unibrow in the NBA. We've got
I'm telling
beard.
You, Tim, that Harden beard, Jono, there's growing in there.
And on that note, too, how many airlines are being held up by this guy for 5-10 minute security because they're checking him out more because he looks like an ISIS
they're
leader?
Checking his beard?
No, just checking him out in general. I would not want to sit by a guy like that if I didn't know he was an NBA player.
Do you think if James Harden didn't have the beard, what if he got the $200 million shoe deal?
Yeah, I would say I want someone to look good out there.
You think everybody likes sitting next to you on a plane?
Well, I know when I sat by you one time, you unleashed a big deuce sitting by me. I know that.
On a plane?
He crapped his pants?
On a plane.
Well, you know what I mean. We were sitting together at a spot, and then you just let one go, boy.
But was it on a plane?
No, it wasn't on a plane because he's scared of planes.
Folks, yeah, here's the thing.
He's scared of planes. Why don't we talk about that?
Jimbo will not fly.
Jimbo is
will
scared
not fly.
Of planes.
I choose not to fly.
You choose to
Here's
take
a man
wagon
whose job.
Across the goddamn country.
Yeah. His job takes him from coast to coast, and if he has to go out west, it's basically the Oregon Trail for old Jimbo.
Wrong with that? That's like what they did back in the Wild West.
Yeah, and they were different people when they got there.
I don't even have to worry about Indians.
They were 10 years older. Hey. No, they didn't exist. They bred on the way, and it was new people when they showed up.
The third generation made it.
Yes!
It's like that Johnny Cash song. Been the favorite guy. What's that one song that he'd sing?
I don't know. I've been to Oklahoma. I've been everywhere. Yeah. That's
I've
you, Jimbo. But you've been
man.
In a stagecoach.
Wait a minute. We're not in a stagecoach. I can hop in my car and be in California in 2 days. What's the problem?
No,
comfortably, by the way.
2 days. That's a hell of a drive.
Next thing you know, you're in Flagstaff with kidney stones.
I tried that. And that's exactly what happened to me.
Hey,
you're
going to
get
what?
Kidney
there's
stones
a...
and you're going to be an ER in Arizona.
Hey, there's a whole bunch of us out there and you're going to start respecting us.
What, the non-flyers?
That's right. We're out here.
The ones that hang out at rest areas.
Yeah.
the ones that are tapping the next door stall.
Is George Michael here?
Yeah.
Hey
here I am.
They give signals like this.
Here I am in my car alone, stopping at all the rest stops. Mm. Yeah, that doesn't.
Why won't you fly? You know it's statistically. Now, I know we don't like statistics
on the
show. I
don't hear them. I've told you that
already. Okay, but it's statistically. I have to inform you as a friend. I have to inform you, as a friend, Jimbo, you're statistically more likely to die driving yourself out to the Pacific Ocean than flying.
I've had to explain this 1,000 times, so let me do it one more time for the record.
One more time won't hurt anybody.
Because
I'm grabbing a whiskey bottle as you say this bullshit.
I was driving in today, and if the engine went out in my car, I would have simply pulled over and walked to work. If the engine goes out in one of those coffins with wings,
the second engine takes over.
It's over.
That you generally have four?
Yeah. I don't care.
And if one goes out, you'll never even notice.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
but
listen.
I really don't want any one of them.
Yeah, there
go
you
out.
Go. There
well, they
you
don't
go.
Tell you.
I got to be with Jimbo on this one.
Thank you.
You're with Jimbo on this one.
No, no, I don't want any of these engines to go out and really be casual about this. Our 1A went out. We're okay with
this. We're going to switch to 1B.
We're going to pass around the pretzels some more, and everybody kick back and enjoy another session of Friends.
What's the scariest flying moment you've had? I mean, we've all had one.
Well, Jimbo hasn't.
It was one of those planes that, you know, those...
pond hoppers?
Yeah, I guess.
Puddle jumper?
Yeah, you might want to call it
with
that.
Wings?
It was over Malachi. They take you on these islands, and then they take you to one specific island. Well, this damn thing was bouncing around left and right. But it wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as... Huh? I've never had a bad experience.
I've had two. One was an aborted landing, where you could see the runway, and then we shot back up. We were like feet from the runway,
wow,
which meant someone must have pulled out ahead on
you
the runway.
Really Top Gun stuff, anymore. Huh?
Totally.
Top Gun stuff.
That's all he needed
to
hear.
Yeah. Well. The other one was on a private jet where they couldn't find the airport.
Well, that happens.
That gets scary. When you're on a private jet and they leave that little door open, and they got two pilots up there, and the one pilot smacks his forehead and puts his hand on sort of the dashboard, and you go, fellas, what's wrong? And they go, well, we pulled out of the clouds and there's no airport.
Hey. Yeah,
that's kind of concerning.
I know one person that would love to fly and love to fly out of Indianapolis, and that's Coach Chuck. I mean, that play he called on fourth down.
Oh,
I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen that. When I was a little kid playing little league football, little rascal football, I've never seen
you guys
anything.
Do trick plays though. You guys.
We did trick plays, but you know what? That trick play wouldn't have even worked at our level.
So the receiver snapping a ball to the safety.
That receiver was never supposed to snap that ball.
Why'd he snap it?
He just.
This goes back to what we were talking about earlier. They told him what to do.
Well,
right, and he went out there and did the exact opposite.
I would love,
unbelievable.
Wouldn't you love to have him?
He's going to lose his job.
Wouldn't you love to have him in the safety? Wouldn't in a room and let him answer questions freely, and say what? Because here's the deal. No, that's
I would love
that he,
it. I would love it
to say that he wasn't supposed to snap the ball is incorrect. If they got the look they wanted, he is supposed to snap.
Yeah, okay. But four guys over one's not the look they were wanting.
I understand that. So here's the question then. Is it code word whatever to snap and
the
draw?
It wasn't supposed to be snapped. They said it was just supposed to draw the team offside. But New England's not even going to change another their team in there. It's a fourth down play. They're not going to bring in a specialist team. I don't understand where the hell Pagano was going with this.
Did you hear what the referee...
He's going to lose his job over this.
When the referee called the penalty, because there was a penalty on the play, and he said the entire right side of the line
was not on the line.
Was not on the line of scrimmage. So it's unreal.
Yeah. Chuck Pagano is the guy getting on a plane, no matter what the stats are, he is the one that's going to be flying out of Indianapolis. I guarantee this is not going to be a happy ending because this one was a real, real bad play, call.
Is he out then?
I would say midway in the season he's going to be gone. I just don't think the owner – what's his name?
Israe?
Yeah.
Ursay.
He's not going to put up with this. This is a proud ownership, and they've done well. And this guy here, this is a big goddamn play that messed up the possibly a playoff.
Depends what kind of partying's going on with Mr. Ursay. But I don't know, you know, Pagano and the cancer story and the success. But I'm just saying the success he's had combined with the potential
Success he had is tied to one player who wears number 12.
He's been hurt.
Yeah.
You know, he's been out
so
two
is
games.
Is he going to get a pass?
I think he gets the full season. I think they give him until the rest of the year.
You might be right.
But
we can. I think, look,
I want to bet you on this. I want to bet you lunch that he doesn't stay the whole season.
Oh, I'll bet you 3-1.
You're giving me three lunches to one?
Three lunches to one.
Take it.
What an idiot. I was just going to bet him 1-1. Okay, I'll take
that.
He negotiates like Isaiah Thomas.
They're not.
Remember that?
What?
We'll settle out of court for $3 million? No, how about a counteroffer? We'll settle for $50
million. He is definitely related to those Indians in Rhode Island. We'll take the beads.
Give us the beads.
We
like the blue ones.
Real quick, speaking
Holy cow, I brought these beads home.
Speaking of former NBA point guards from the 90s, Kevin Johnson, the mayor of Sacramento, is in the news.
What'd he do?
Doing what?
KJ?
Yeah, KJ.
He was always a good guy. Yeah. Don't tell me he screwed up.
Yeah. He had a little inappropriate contact and behavior with one of his secretaries.
Male or female?
He's accused of inviting her back to the
mayor's library.
And
the mayor library?
The mayor's library is what it's called. And he,
you know what?
He brushed himself up against her and asked her if she felt it.
Did he take it out?
She was no. She was married, and then he told her to.
Is he married?
I'm not sure if he's married or not.
Let's get the facts.
This is the report, though. So in the report, he told her to think about it after she said he was married, and he would walk by her desk, and when she's comfortable with the decision, give him a thumbs up for yes or a thumbs down for no over the next month.
This guy's a cheese ball.
I would agree with him, only a cheese ball, but not someone that I'd be terrified of if that was my boss anything.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Roman Emperor.
Hey, will you date me, yes or no?
Yeah. Check this box.
Like all the homecoming pictures. Homecoming with me? Check yes or no.
You know what? What else is the guy supposed to do if he likes her?
I think it's just the position.
Position.
He
said he was married and he didn't touch her anymore. No. I mean, once she said,
he kept giving the Fonzie up.
Is he guilty of pursuing a married woman? Sure.
He's getting hit with the sexual harassment.
I'm sure he
is. There's a claim.
Of course he is. He's got money.
He's got money in his
America.
You know what? If he didn't have a dime to his name, the old man. Yeah. If he didn't have a dime to his name, the old man show up and punch him in the mouth like the old days, and we wouldn't have to worry.
It's hard though because I love KJ feeding the ball to Charles Barkley, one of John's favorites, one of mine. It's difficult.
Not when he was a Phoenix Sun, or when he was a Sixer.
Yeah,
wow. You're listening to Not So Fast. You can follow us at Twitter, fellas. T.O., he loves the Twitter. He's good at it. He likes to tweet. Go ahead and do a tweet because I know you got your phone on you.
I don't have my phone on.
Where's your
phone is gone.
Where's your whoopee?
The phone is gone.
You ever seen you've never seen Mr. Mom. This guy?
Yeah.
He's like the kid in Mr. Mom where eventually they got to put the Wooby in the fireplace and burn it. That's him with his cell phone. So at Twitter, here you go. At Not So Fast Show. That's at Not So Fast Show for Twitter. And our website, notsofastpodcast.com. Notsofastpodcast.com.
And we'd love to hear from you guys on what you guys think of the show, what you guys think of about each one of us. You guys could think I'm nuts for all I care. I love to hear it.
You're crazy like a fox.
You know?
You're crazy like a fox. And I got a mission for you.
Fox.
This is what I want to do, fellas. Listen up to T.O.
Make it simple. Make it simple. I'm not doing anything stupid.
No, this isn't stupid. This is good. But where you're going to do this, I'm not quite sure. Uh-oh. We're going to vote on it. Have you heard that the NFL is holding town meetings about the relocation of franchises?
They have to.
They have to because it's in their guidelines. Now, we are based near St. Louis, so St. Louis is having one, San Diego's having one, and Oakland's having one. I predict this is nothing but a disaster in waiting.
It's a complete shit show.
And what I want to do is send Jono to one of these town meetings.
You want to go to LA?
Yeah, I'll do that.
I want to kind of send him to Oakland.
Send me to the worst.
No. You're going to go in as Jax Teller. We're going to give you a cut, the jeans, the white T-shirt, and the spanking white tennis shoes.
You know what I've always wanted? Like the waiters at TGI Fridays where they get all the buttons.
The flair? Pieces of flair.
Give me flares.
Well, you got to wear at least 15 pieces of flair then.
If you could get me 20, I'll wear 20.
Well, now 15's the minimum.
What the hell are you talking about?
You want some buttons on your shirt and stuff? Stickers?
Yeah, because if I'm going there looking like a goon, I might as well do it 100%.
15 is the minimum. If you want to do more, that's fine. But we encourage that.
One flair of Al Davis?
Oh, totally.
Oh, I have that.
Look. Yeah. Should the Raiders move? And there's been a bizarre
rumor. Can you imagine hitting
rumor
on a girl with all these flares on? Hey, go ahead.
Go ahead. It'd work for you. But I want you to go into the Oakland Town Hall meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And when everyone thinks you're a huge Raider supporter because you look like a biker, you just blow it up and say, all you fans here are idiots.
Wow.
And then we see how long it takes them to stab you.
Well, you don't like him very much because he wouldn't make it home.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, especially in Oakland. All right, that was brilliant. Move on. What do you got?
I am taking a stand against these horrible umpires in the Major League Baseball playoffs. They've been terrible. And then all of a sudden, so Troy Tulowitzki's had enough, tells them how bad they are, and they kick him out of the game. I don't understand why it's so taboo to call out an umpire when they've been terrible. Why? Why is it wrong?
I don't know.
Can you screw up at work consistently and not have to deal with it?
No. Why don't you let our listeners know what goddamn play is particular on your mind that you've set off like this?
It's been the strike zone.
It's been the strike zone the entire playoff series. But here's the deal.
It was okay when that little fella for Atlanta Braves was catching every corner outside pitch maybe 10, 15 years
ago. No, I agree.
But that was okay then, right?
Yeah, but the little fella, Greg Maddux.
But here was the deal with the little fella. But here was the deal with the little fella.
The little fella caught all the calls back then. Now we're not. Now it's something strange.
Well, but here's the deal. No, listen, though, you're kind of right, though, on where you're going with this. They want more offense in baseball. Just call the damn strike zone.
Yeah. If you call the strike zone, people will be swinging at the strikes. I have no clue. Just like in the NFL, I don't know what the hell a catch is.
I
don't know what a strike is.
Yeah, but listen, where I was going with
it's
was
been
this.
Consistent.
Where I was going with, yeah, you're right. It's been consistently bad, absolutely. Right. But here's my thing, okay? Okay, you got a guy like Tulowitzki, who by all accounts is a star player.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, he takes issue with the strike zone, which has obviously been jacked up, and they toss him. You know, it's the same shit again.
You got some mouthwash
certain
there?
Guys,
I
circle. So, you know, it's just that certain. You know, these guys are not accountable. I'm sorry, they're just not. They're not accountable.
Do you ever think there's a day to where they replace the home plate ump?
I sure hope so.
With some
are
type.
Crazy?
Of,
hey, whoa. Let me say. This
I would
too.
Never want that.
No,
either.
There's no way in hell I want something back there calling. This is a man-made goddamn game. This is America. Give me American song. This is why we need a sound guy.
Yeah. Hey, listen,
Lee Greenwood, please.
Yeah. Proud to be an American.
Where
but hey, listen.
I
would agree with that. I don't even want replay. I think replay's ruining baseball. I could care less about getting the call
right.
And
it's still looking like it's a bad call on the replays.
Yeah, I could care less about it. Here's the problem. How many games have you seen this year where there's been a great play at the end of an inning and everybody's got to freaking stand around instead of charging off the field? Or it's ruining the game. Absolutely ruining the game.
You would rather them get it wrong so they can charge off the field than get it right.
I want to see Earl Weaver back out there running at that home plate umpire and letting him know what the – you don't see it anymore.
The only argument you get now is the strike zone.
Yeah.
That's the only time they get up and after it.
You don't see the human side.
I think a lot of it's because they've changed the definition of a strike maybe five times the last 20 years.
Where have they changed the definition at?
Not in the rule book.
No, but they talk about, you know, this is what we're looking at this year, to whether it's speed up the game. They're so worried about the attention span of the fan and the length
thing.
Of games.
Why are we speeding it up? The only time it's bad's in the playoffs, and that's because they're selling.
I disagree. I think it's better in the playoff because people want to sit around and watch a playoff
game. No. What I'm saying is it's only the only time you ever really notice it's in the playoffs because a game takes 4 hours. That's because of all the advertising.
That's advertising. Yep.
They manage every game like it's the end of the world, so there's more pitching changes, things like that. So I don't understand what the problem – and here's another thing. For somebody completely consumed with revenue, why in the hell do you want to get them in and out sooner?
No, if I own a stadium, I want to keep you there for as long as possible. It's not the speed of the game that I've had an issue with. It's the pace of the game. That's the when you got
stepping out of the batter's box and the
it's
pitcher.
It's the pace.
Yeah.
I don't care if the game takes 3.5 hours if it's played at a crisp pace. I don't care.
Hey, by the way, I don't care what you say about Tulowitzki. What about – they lost, but I tell you what, you can never count that Kansas City Royal team out. I'm saying to you right now, they had a 11-4 lead?
And they cut that sucker back?
11-8. This is a team that never gives up, and I don't care what people say about Toronto winning. Or I'll bet you guys lunch on this too. I say Kansas City is going to come back. Well, they're up 2-1, but they're going to come back to Kansas City, and they're going to win. They're going to put it out.
Way to put yourself out on a limb there. You're already up 2-1.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I said that, but I'm just saying to you right now, KC never gives
up. Damn fine baseball team.
They don't give up. They're a thoroughbred that they could be 6 links back, and you down the stretch, you see this horse just come into the wire.
They're damn fine baseball.
The starting pitching worries me. That's what. That's,
you're right.
Know. Well, because Cueto
right,
got one, his last night.
You're right 100%. But this is a batting lineup that says, okay, I'll spot you 6. I know I'll catch 7. I will catch 7.
Who did you think the best team going into the playoffs was for baseball, though?
Well, obviously Toronto.
Okay.
For me.
And on the NL side, did you have any?
No, you know what? I just didn't want the Cubs. I didn't want to see the Cubs. I didn't want to see St. Louis.
Let me pull this. Jimbo, what'd you think? AL? NL?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, all you go off what Vegas said. You know,
sure.
Toronto was a 3-1 favorite to win the World Series.
Okay.
At that time.
You have no human side
but,
to anything.
No, but I'm saying
too
that's
personal with it. I want the Cardinals. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. You're based by St. Louis. Yeah.
The odds makers know more than anyone about this stuff. And it
What makes them know so much?
All the data and all the statistics.
And specifically statistics about umpires and strike zones.
I don't understand how they say inside trading with DraftKings and fans. I just don't understand how the hell you're saying that quarterback is going to have 6 touchdowns that game. I just don't know how they know this stuff.
Probability matrix.
It's all algorithm based. It's all statistically.
Get out of here.
It's not.
You know what? I just don't buy it. I just don't know how you could say this quarterback. Oh, it's not like you're saying he's going to have a bad game. You're saying he's going to have a great game.
That's not what with the daily fantasy stuff. That's not what was being accused of.
Well, how do you call it inside trading then? What the hell's going on inside?
What was accused was they were looking at all the data that they had based off the other players. So what was being said was 94% of people are starting this quarterback today.
Again, I don't give a shit who they're starting.
But if you know 94% of the people are starting that quarterback, you can make all of your other teams with all these other quarterbacks, and you have a diversified chance of beating 94% of the people at that
position.
So you're ahead at that position.
I got you. But if 94% hit that quarterback,
yeah, you lose anyway.
But you can also play with the quarterback and then look at the other positions.
You got to differentiate yourself somehow.
So that's what the argument is.
I got you. I got you. That makes more sense to me because I didn't understand it. I didn't know what that all meant.
But you know, watching these playoffs, I'm just. Does winning the World Series just become a crapshoot like the NHL?
You see what happens is it's usually hot pitching.
I am so glad to see these 4 teams, though. I really want one of these 4 teams. It's so good for baseball to have one of these 4 teams.
The Blue Jays were the... Yeah.
I would like to see the American League team win. I like both of them. I like Toronto and I like Kansas City.
Hey, but you don't like the Cubs.
I don't like the Cubs because you know what? They win in hockey and then these fans...
The Cubs play hockey.
Yes, you know who I'm talking about. These Blackhawks, Chicago, they win in hockey, and next thing you know, they're just glowing. They like it. They put it on Facebook how good they are. These guys are not humble.
Do you know any Cubs fans?
Oh, I know a lot of Cubs fans, and they're not humbling as they make
themselves. I
got to
tell you, here's my take on Cubs fans.
All those years that they've said that they've absorbed all these losses, you didn't even go to a game thinking you were going to win. It was a social
media. No, it's a look, Wrigley Field is a beer garden.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
That's all. They didn't even know there was a team playing out there.
They don't even know. Put a Legion team out there. They just want to go and drink beer
and
on the north
socialize.
Side.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. I'm for
but
it.
But don't say that you've endured all these losses all your life.
You haven't endured. What you've endured was drinking old style.
Wait a minute.
That's what you endured.
Yeah, you did endure that. But wait a minute. Cub fans no different than any fan that gets disgruntled. You had to say, listen, Cardinal fans in the early 90s were... You know, they were the poor souls, too, this proud franchise being run in the ground by our good friend over at the brewery until he sold the team. Listen.
Yeah, even with your new guy getting rid of Pujols, you'll still
lose. They all whine. They all whine. And they all feel it. But that means that's a true fan. If you live and breathe and die with your team, you're a true fan. I don't care that it's I'm supposed to hate them because they're from Chicago and there's a rivalry and all that stuff, and that's fine, and I'm into it and whatever, but they're no worse than anybody else. Do you need to go to the bathroom when you're in grade school?
That was Teal putting his hand up again.
I was raising my hand. The one thing before, I just didn't want to forget.
But we didn't call on you.
Yeah.
You saw it.
Mr. Teal.
Put your hand up. No, go ahead. What do you got?
Did you hear about the hockey team from Chicago playing in Philadelphia the other night? And the fans from Philadelphia chanting, "She said no" at Patrick Kane.
No, hold on. Let me see.
Same thing. We're back to the social media clowns.
I just want to investigate that face to face. The hockey team from Chicago.
The hockey team. The Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're playing in Philadelphia. Because I thought it was some beer men's league that drove over to Philly to play.
We talked about the hockey team
in
Chicago.
It is a beer men's league. That's what makes hockey great.
It is.
It is a beer league.
Yeah, it's the ultimate beer men's league.
So do you expect anything else from the fans in Philadelphia?
Well, no, they built Santa Claus.
They played that well.
Sake,
so they played that well.
My guy Irvin was on the ground. He wasn't even moving, and they're cheering. This is a sad time. And you know they've been voted the worst fans in not in St. Louis, but in this country. Actually.
Have you ever listened to sports talk in Philly?
No.
They have it's mind blowing. It is because it's just all venom. It's 24 hours of nonstop venom. And when you're an out-of-towner and drive anywhere near there and put on this station, I think it's WIP, and even the host, all venom all the time. It's got to be tough to play there.
So Bradford's getting a lot of rave reviews this morning.
Oh, you know he is. You know
he
is.
What, did he throw four interceptions in one?
That's four completions he didn't throw otherwise. That's not bad. Good for him.
Well,
I'll tell you what, my Cowboys in that NFC East, it's still wide open, baby. Let them just keep.
You're
going to
be just fine.
I'm telling you right now, when Romo comes back. And Romo, how confident was that after the game he comes up to Brady and goes, I'll see you in February?
Yeah.
That was ballsy. Yeah.
That's good.
Him at the Pro Bowl, at the mixer.
I remember when Matt Hasselbeck. I remember when Matt Hasselbeck said, "We're gonna."
We'll take the ball. And we'll take the ball and we'll win.
That didn't work out so well.
Well, you know what? I'm just hearing a lot of negativity here from people that are used to mediocrity, and the Cowboys, we're not mediocrity.
Yeah, all those Super Bowls you've won the last 20 years.
It's been a great 20-year run of 8-8.
We've got five rings to show it, baby.
When's the last one?
30.
What was that, 95?
Super Bowl 30.
Don't the Rams have more playoff wins since like 1990-something than the Cowboys?
Well, a lot of teams do.
You got to feel good about that, don't you?
You got to feel sorry for the Buffalo Bills, man.
I do feel sorry.
That's what we call emotional deflection. Yeah, but see how Cowboy
fan finds somebody?
Look how Cowboy fan. Look at the deflection. Yeah. Teflon Don.
It's just sad how they
Thurman Thomas never showed up in the big game.
You loved it when Thurman Thomas couldn't find his helmet, didn't you?
I felt bad for him.
I mean, you're at the Georgia Dome. You're in the Super Bowl. You couldn't find your helmet.
Oh, it was sad. It was sad. Anyway, let's move on.
All right. There he goes. We are 60 days away from a great, common, shared American experience. Dare I say global experience.
Is it WWF wrestling again? No. WrestleMania 520? Which one are you talking about?
Nope. December 18th. Oh. Episode 7 of Star Wars comes out.
Yeah, you know, you're going to freak him out by this. He doesn't even know Star Wars was even around.
I had to explain to T.O., folks, that Star Wars has 6 films and that the new one is not a relaunch or a remake. It's just the continuation of the story.
You'd also have to explain to him that they released Episode 4, 5, and 6 first, then went back and did 1, 2, and 3, and now they're coming to do 7.
I just don't care. I mean, like, I hate to be that way. I don't care. I mean, like,
but you're un-American.
I, you know,
deport this man.
The funny thing is Tony.
And dare I say, you're un-universal.
Tony was taking some jabs at me this
morning. I'm gonna take a lot of jabs at you right now.
And that's fine. I reached out to a lot of my buddies and said, "Hey, have you seen these movies?" And, you know, a broad range of guys that, you know, different professions, different backgrounds. I'm curious if it's my generation.
I think you just have a group of morons for friends.
1980 through 84, 85, maybe people didn't see these movies.
How?
I don't know.
They're on cable every day.
I'll ask you this then, all right, Teal? Have you seen the Rockies?
Yes.
How the hell do you see the Rockies starting at mid-70s?
Yeah,
the first one, and now you've related to that. You know every Rocky episode there, but now you all of a sudden you go blank on the Star Wars.
And the reason I would say for that is because it was a sport. It was a movie about boxing. That was something I was interested in, and my buddies were interested in. Like Star Wars
is a movie about sports.
Well, you know what? It's just not interesting to them so far.
And I think that's I mean, I don't know.
Have you ever seen The Godfather?
Yes, the first one. I haven't seen the series.
I haven't seen Godfather 2 either.
What?
I got to tell you, I didn't watch it. I didn't get into it. I didn't enjoy it. I like action pack like Scarface. And
you probably
Carlito's
didn't miss
Way
a Stallone movie.
No, I started giving up on him after Rocky 4.
But.
You don't like my place? You don't like my place? You don't come around my place?
I just don't know.
Place a dump? Yeah, here, Mac. You don't come see my place?
This man was nicknamed.
You're
going to
win, Rocky. You're going to win this guy. You can beat this guy.
This man was nicknamed Cobra after the Stallone movie.
I watched Cobra.
What a great movie.
Yeah, fine
movie. I love that movie.
And your friends donned you
Cobra.
What
was her name? Tall drink of water.
Bridget Nielsen.
Oh, How good did she look?
She's not doing too well.
She's not doing too well.
I'm sure not.
No,
she was.
No, you live with Flavor Flav for a while. Yeah. You won't be doing too well. Yeah.
Didn't she do Celebrity Rehab or something?
I'm sure she did.
Let you in.
She did this Real Life, and that's when she started dating Flavor Flav.
Our buddy ran into her in a grocery store in L.A.
She was at a grocery
store?
Yeah,
Reeves.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. She had a because he's
speaking of Reed. Did we have a great golf?
Hey, he tried to kill me.
Guys,
he tried to kill me.
Who tried to kill you?
Our friend tried to kill me.
Let me say this. All right. What's his name? Chrome. He moves up maybe 100 yards, 150.
So what are you doing? You're golfing, or you're at a scramble? What are you doing?
Scramble. He's in his cart.
He's in his cart, and he moves it 150 yards just to see the hole.
You can't see. It's a blind shot.
So we all step up. The three of us are going to hit the ball. We all hit it the right way, but then Reeves steps up, and he hits a line drive, man, going about, I'd say, about 160 miles an hour right through the cart.
I almost died.
Cromer, I'm saying to you right now, we're very fortunate to be talking to this guy.
I'm here to tell
you. Because this ball almost killed him. I shit you not.
Yes, I'm lucky to be here.
Because
happy to be here. By the way,
I had a flashback yesterday.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yesterday, I had a flashback.
Who hits with a guy on a cart in front of
him? Well, but you have to understand, it was a blind shot. Now I wouldn't have sat there if I knew the doofus was going to hit a wood. We're only 160 yards from the damn green.
And he hit a wood?
He said that our buddy told him it was farther than it was or something. But he tried to kill me, basically.
Did you get a speed right by you?
Oh, let me tell you. And you know what's funny?
What does a ball sound like going through?
You can hear it. You really can. And here's the other thing, too. I saw it come off the club face, and I should have just dropped out of the cart to the left, but I literally froze. And in my idiotness, it was because as soon as he hit it, rather than, oh, shit, I'm going to die, the first thought that went through my knucklehead was,
catch it.
Why is he hitting a wood? We're only 160 yards off the green.
No thought for your own life. Right. Why are you hitting a wood? That's like a guy lining up to execute you and go, why are you using a 38?
Yeah, but what's classic about it is when it was old, like after it happened, I wasn't yelling at him that he almost hit me. I was yelling at him going, why are you hitting a wood from 170 yards off the green?
He didn't know what this law meant.
He's got post-traumatic stress, Jimbo does.
Hey, but you know what? We took the prize.
Yeah, we did.
We made all the money.
And again, on top of that, Chrome.
Thank you.
It's a par four. He drove it. He drove it to the green.
Yes.
He put it onto the green, and then we all putted. We did. We missed ours, but we were really close. But then Jimbo stepped up there, and this thing just kept going and going and going.
What was it?
And plop, it just dropped.
What was it? It was 800 feet?
I don't know. It was 30, 35 feet.
Okay, 800.
So very respectable.
You got a hole in one.
No. It was a two.
How the hell we get a hole in one?
Yeah, you'd have to drive it. No, it was a two on a par four. It was an eagle on a par four.
And we got 500 big ones.
500,000 for this scramble?
Can I tell you the best part of the evening, though?
You got
500 listen, big ones, and we bought.
It's typical.
And
but
we
listen.
Called Lamar Odom to see who
he
would
see if
recommend.
He needed our money, yeah. And we went out and had a good time at one of the illegal brothels. No. Hey, listen, can I tell you my favorite part?
Yeah, tell us.
So we're in the clubhouse afterwards, and we're at Stone. Very nice course, and our friend Darren runs a great baseball program over in St. Louis. He had a lot of alumni.
St. Louis University
Billikens, yes. Catch him?
Darren Hendrickson?
Yes. So anyway, so we're at nice. Stone Wolf's a great course, beautiful, beautiful clubhouse.
It was a first-class operation.
Yeah, absolutely.
How'd they let
very
you in?
Well, yeah,
I don't know why I snuck in.
He was straight Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. Hey! So anyway, I'm not kidding.
Mr. Wang.
We were eating. He told them to tell the cook it was low-grade dog for the whole bit. So anyway, so we were a little upset. We thought we might have won, and we didn't win. So John was a little upset that we didn't win, but
I never won a tournament.
But he was a little less upset because, this guy's motivated by money.
Money.
Who isn't, right?
Money.
He finds out that when you win, all you get's a shirt. You don't get money for winning like other.
Nice shirt.
Hey,
looks good on you, though.
So when we get, so as soon as they announce we win this skin, the very without missing a beat, he says, "Hey, let's go. Let's have the money. I don't want no damn shirts." It was classic.
Oh yeah,
it was classic.
Yeah.
Did they even? I don't see you as a golfer.
He did. Good. Hey, you know what? Let me tell
did
you.
Did they? Did you use any of John's
yes,
shots?
We did. And let me tell you another thing. He had a couple of his. You know how golf? Let me tell you, golf's fun in that instance because you can really jazz on your boys a little bit and get on the rest. He had a couple of his boys playing in front of us, so there was a few holes where it was backed up, and they would. There's not, you know, it's pressure when your boys are watching you, right?
Right, yeah.
And let me tell you, he stepped right up and knocked balls right up on the green, and
I was driving.
I felt good for my man.
I was driving really good. I think I really.
You were driving the cart really good.
No. I was driving the ball.
Hit the ball good off the tee.
Yeah. I think I was helping out the team in that aspect a lot. I think it was a real team effort. It was great playing with you, and I think I can't wait to do this next. I love to do it with us four here sometime.
I'd love to play in a scramble.
Yeah, scramble.
So for any of you out there that would like to bring us on the road, not so fast, we'll come and play in your golf tournament.
In your golf tournament, and you will use Jimbo shots 90% of the time.
No, fucker. I'm telling you. They were using my shots, too. What the hell are you talking about?
What was the clip?
What's that?
Jimbo's versus your shots.
Oh, you want stats again, don't you?
Yep, I'm all about stats.
I couldn't even tell you.
I'm going to say he was about 40%, then Reeves was about another 30%. I mean,
Booker's a great player.
Booker just had an off day. He had some good shots.
Yeah.
He had some good shots.
Everybody did. Nobody hit a good shot every time. That's what's great about a scramble.
I mean,
well, no, because I would imagine once someone hits a decent
and
shot.
And I don't even want to say 40% for Jimbo.
No, it wasn't 40%. Listen, I admittedly am a good scramble player, but I couldn't play my own ball right now.
But
Booker and Reeves, the two guys we played with, they literally can go out and play their own ball and be respectable because they have all the shots in their bag and they don't hit as many poor shots as I hit. I hit some really poor shots.
What if we got when you play scrambles, you leave feeling good about yourself because you hit
that day. I did.
That's what's great about it. Sure.
You remember the good shots, and you're like, man, I did my part.
That day I left thinking, you know what? We laid it out on that course.
We left it all out there. It was like Braveheart.
Hey, by the way, do we have a hats off, hats on segment this time?
Absolutely.
Who do we have this time?
Absolutely.
Who's our guy?
Our guy?
I mean, who's our guy or gal or who we
dealing
with?
It's whoever you want it to be.
Yeah, I thought we had one person in mind that we're going to do a hats off to.
Well, I got Joe Tessitore, who...
Joe who?
Yeah, he's an ESPN play-by-play guy.
I don't know the fucking guy.
Yeah, you do. You've heard him. He came to the defense of the Michigan punter on Sunday morning with very good thing, and I got a tip of the cap to him for that, even though we both know, damn it, just fall on the ball.
Yeah, but we don't want to get into that again, but I know he's going against the grain just to get some hats off from people like you. Who do you got?
My hats off is it has something to do with another prostitute / hooker.
Oh, well, we're back on that.
Yeah, we're going to the girl that called out the Louisville basketball program.
Oh.
And my hat is off to her because
she
likes Kentucky.
She just blew up that program.
Oh, bullshit. That doesn't deserve anything. What do you got, Chrome?
Well, I mean, it's this hats off again to J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt? Yeah, just I cannot believe how much time this guy spends.
Who, Mr. Media?
He's a fraud.
He's not a fraud.
Mr. Media?
He's not a fraud.
Oh, no, he's great whenever a camera's rolling.
He's got the best PR person in the world working for him.
Whenever a camera's rolling, Jimbo, he's all there.
Oh, did you see the little modest cabin that I work out in the off season?
I don't care about
like
that.
Like he's in Rocky IV, out in Siberia.
Yeah,
all I care about is the time he gives to those kids. That's all I care about.
He does good work with the kids.
That's all I care about. I could care less about the rest of that crap because it doesn't affect me one iota. I just like when guys and listen. Here's another thing I will say about quote unquote pro athlete. The majority of them are doing great things.
Oh, 98% of them are doing great stuff.
Let me get my hats off here. My hats off is the fight this last weekend between Golovkin versus Lemieux. Golovkin.
Golovkin.
This guy is unreal. Yes. Unreal. So you may call him any name. He'll pop you right in the face, knock you out in the first round with one punch. This guy is unbelievable. He fought David Lemieux. David Lemieux is a great fighter. He's a great fighter. And this guy, he's going to be around. This Kazakhstan guy is for real. I wish to God he could fight Mayweather. I don't know what.
He could go down to Mayweather's weight class. He said he would.
Oh, God. That would be. It wouldn't be that. That old guy that Mayweather fought. This guy is legit, and he comes after you with a smile on his face. I love this guy. Hats off to, I'm going to screw up his name again,
Golovkin. I'm a huge boxing fan, and I was actually having a conversation
the
other day.
He could rescue the game, couldn't he?
That's what I was going to ask you, John. Do you think that Golovkin can save the sport? There's a couple big fights out there.
Are we asking, can a Kazakhstani boxer save the sport?
He's unbelievable.
Loved by everyone.
Action-packed, humble
guy.
So was
Manny 5 years ago, and he couldn't save it.
It's because he was too chicken shit to fight Mayweather.
That's very debatable. A lot of shit went down before that first fight, okay?
Yeah. So here's my point, though. He's got, the fight where he has Canelo Alvarez out there. There are some very exciting fights with some well-known people.
We'll catch up with that on another show, but I'll tell you what, that's the guy that I hats off to for me.
Good call.
Jono, Jimbo, Tio, excellent stuff. We'll do it again. October 20th edition of Not So Fast in the books.
Great show. Great show.
Good time, boys.
Follow us on Twitter at Not So Fast Show and check out our website, notsofastpodcast.com.
We love it.
Jono, are
out of here. What about you guys? Are you guys out of here too?
I'm going to stick around.
We're staying on this game.
Let's all leave. That's it.
Goodbye.
Not So Fast. A Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.